Hi, I'm Diana.
This is Emma.
I'm Imran.
And I am Nazire.
And in this podcast, we're going to talk about envy in storytelling.
Specifically, envy in fairy tales.
To clarify, there is difference between envy in men and women.
In men, it is chivalry and power.
And in women, we can see it more in their expected virtues, more specifically in their beauty.
Today, we are going to talk about female envy in four different fairy tales from the early 19th century.
We are going to talk about Snow White, Cinderella, Mother Hulda, and the Tale of Tsar Saltan.
So now, Diana is going to start off with Snow White.
It was the middle of winter, and the snowflakes were falling like feathers from the sky, and a queen sat at a window, working, and her embroidery frame was of ebony. And as she worked, gazing at times out on the snow, she pricked her finger, and there fell from it three drops of blood on the snow. And when she saw how bright and red it looked, she said to herself, "Oh, that I had a child as white as snow, as red as blood, and as black as the wood of the embroidery frame."
As it turns out, the queen actually gets a wish. She later gives birth to a girl, but unfortunately dies in the process. And so the king remarries a beautiful woman, to us only known as the Evil Queen, or Snow White's stepmother. So she's not even given the dignity of a name. In her possession, she has a magic mirror, who must always answer all her questions truthfully. But since the queen is vain and shallow, she simply uses it to reassure herself that she is the most beautiful woman in all the land. So you can probably imagine her outrage when she finds out that it is in fact Snow White who is fairer than she. Her envy is very superficial. The only thing of value, well, the only thing to actually envy Snow White for is her beauty. Which begs the question, doesn't the girl have anything else to offer? Kids are taught that beauty is the most valuable trait a girl can have, and that envy is something negative. It leads to the stepmother's downfall. It also portrays another sexist stereotype that is still very much prevalent in today's media. The older women get, the uglier and the less desirable they get. Snow White's stepmother cannot bear the idea that someone younger and therefore more beautiful has come to take her place. She lets envy and pettiness consume her and turns into the vicious queen she is known as today.
So Cinderella is one of the more popular fairy tales, but also one that has been changed a lot. So here's more or less what the story is constructed of. Cinderella's mother dies when she's very young, and on her deathbed reminds her to remain good and pious. Eventually, her father remarries, and Cinderella is treated like a servant by her new stepmother and sisters. Later in the story, there is a festival hosted by the king, which Cinderella is not allowed to go to. She does go, with her identity concealed, and so flees when the prince asks her who she really is. During her flight, she loses one shoe, and with that shoe, the prince travels all over the country to find whoever it belongs to. The stepsisters try to make the shoe fit by mutilating their feet, and of course, in the end, Cinderella and the prince live happily ever after. Even though the treatment of Cinderella can be traced back to envy, most of it is added in later renditions of the story, and especially in visual adaptations. The stepmother and sisters are always depicted as traditionally ugly, while Cinderella has some kind of natural beauty. So her virtues like kindness, humility, and piousness are reflected on the outside, while envy is seen as something evil, something ugly, and something punishable. Afterwards, as they came back, the elder was on the left and the younger on the right, and the pigeons pecked out the other eye of each, and thus for their wickedness and falsehood they were punished with blindness as long as they lived.
I'm going to talk about envy in the fairy tale Mother Hulda, but first I am also going to give a short summary. Mother Hulda is a German fairy tale collected by the Brothers Grimm. This story follows a young girl named Goldilocks who is told by her stepmother to jump into a well to fetch the spindle she had dropped. After jumping into the well, she finds herself in a different world and follows a path where apples and bread speak to her. At the end of the path, she reaches the house of Mother Hulda and is tasked to do chores like shaking the feather beds of the mythical Mother Hulda in the clouds. She carries out her duties diligently and at the end is rewarded with kindness and showers of gold. Once she reaches back home, she tells everyone what had happened, and her stepsister gets envious of her good fortune and follows Goldilocks to receive the same rewards. However, the stepsister lacks sincerity and diligence, and is only driven by envy and her desire for personal gain. The consequence of her selfish intentions is her being covered in filth, and whatever she does, she cannot get rid of it for the rest of her life. This story emphasizes the value of hard work and kindness and the notion that actions have consequences. The elements of envy are portrayed through the character of the stepsister. She is envious of Goldilocks' good fortune and seeks to obtain the same rewards. Her envy leads to laziness and a lack of diligence in performing the tasks assigned by Mother Hulda. As a result, she is punished and covered in filth. The story symbolizes the negative consequences of envy and the importance of genuine effort and hard work. This element of envy serves cautionary message about the destructive nature of envy and the value of contentment with one's own blessings. The destructive nature of envy is clear in the excerpt I'm going to read to you now. So, the girl related all her history and what had happened to her, and when the mother heard how she came to have such great riches, she began to wish that her ugly and idle daughter might have the same good fortune. So, she sent her to sit by the well and spin, and in order to make her spindle bloody, she put her hand into the thorn hedge. Then, she threw the spindle into the well and jumped in herself.
I'm going to talk about envy in the Russian fairy tale Tsar Sultan by Alexander Pushkin. The summary of the tale is as follows. Hearing the three sisters talking about what they will do if they become Tsarina, Tsar Sultan enters the room and says that he will marry the one who wants to give birth to a son. The other two sisters were taken to the palace as weavers and cooks. Immediately after the wedding, Tsar Sultan, who went to war, had a son. However, the letter of the Tsarina, who gave this news to him, was changed by his malicious sisters, and the news of the birth of a creature reached the Tsar. Enraged by this, Tsar Sultan sends a letter to the Tsarina, stating that she should wait for the final decision. These two excerpts show how the fairy tale continues. Bitterly the weaver sighed, and the cook in passion cried, full of jealousy and hate of their sister's happy fate. This unpleasant duty done, put the queen and put her son in a cask and sealed it fast. Tarred it well, and then they cast. Cask and burden in the sea, such forsooth the Tsar's decree. As you can spot, it is again envious sisters who do not begrudge the youngest her happiness. They do not simply accept that they have been demoted to servants of the young couple. If they don't get the good life, their sister shouldn't have it either. So they stuff the Tsarina and her newborn son into a barrel and throw them into the sea. In this fairy tale, the envy is so strong that the begrudges even want to kill their sister. In the end, however, it does them no good, as mother and son survive and are reunited with the Tsar.
Okay, so now let's get into the discussion of what envy in fairy tales tells us about virtues of that time.
I think what we can just see in every fairy tale is that envy is basically very connected to sexism, especially female envy in these fairy tales.
Yeah, it is especially reduced to a female's beauty, fertility and diligence.
Yeah, and it's also kind of the only thing that a woman is good for. We barely see any personality in these female characters outside of their virtues or their beauty.
Yeah, it's basically the only thing that measures their worth in that kind of fight for a man, because they always are pitted against each other for the attention of a man and for the one who marries the man at the end. So it's kind of used as a tool to create fights amongst these women.
Yes, and sometimes it's not even just a fight for a man, but sometimes they get envy gets in between sisters or siblings, in which they then envy each other for their beauty or diligence. And as you said, they don't have any other characteristics than that.
And not just in envy, the basic reason why they're being chosen for the marriage is, of course, beauty and just sayings that they will give them a son.
And of course, we also have this connection to discrimination of age. And so seeing that in these fairy tales, it's often these envious older women that are envious of the younger women and specifically for their beauty.
Yeah, because basically not being as beautiful anymore and aging is equated to not being worth anything anymore in society. Because, beauty was the only currency that women back in the day had. So it's kind of that fight to remain relevant and remain, worth something.
Yes, and they have to always prove themselves. And if they're a little lazy, which I think it could also be not that hardworking, they're again not seen as worthy anymore.
So I also think that the fairy tales fail to take into account is that envy is a basic human emotion. Who can say of themselves that they have never been envious? I dare say that everyone has wished for something that someone else possessed or was granted.
And what a beautiful conclusion this can be to our podcast. We've talked about envy in very different circumstances in these four very different fairy tales. And they all kind of are connected by their sexist view of women.
And with that, we thank you so much for listening to our podcast today.